The seminary that we have here in Milwaukee, St. Francis de Sales Seminary, has a very rich and amazing history. And at the time of its founding, Milwaukee was becoming a hotspot for German immigrants. And so in order to make sure these people were not without their faith and a language that they could understand, St. Francis de Sales Seminary was founded as specifically as a German-speaking seminary to train priests to administer to these German immigrants. There's even a chandelier in the seminary and some of the doors that were donated by King Ludwig when it was being built. And this need for German-speaking priests became so dire in the Milwaukee area that a phrase arose from the local people. And this was the phrase: in Germany, they say, we have priests, we want bread. In America, they say, we have bread, we want priests. So it's amazing how different our needs can be depending on where we are. In Germany, they were undergoing a food shortage and had this great physical hunger. And yet here in America, they had a priest shortage and had this great spiritual hunger. And they both, in a sense, wished that they could trade places with one another. And we can ask ourselves which one has the greater need. I think the answer to that question is found in our first reading, as we encounter Elijah, and he shows us what happens when we experience both a physical and a spiritual hunger, and the consequences of both. Now, when we first encounter Elijah, he is not in a good place. As he sits beneath this broom tree, which I don't really know what a broom tree is, but it must be a comfortable place to sit under. And we hear him say, though, he prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Clearly, he's experiencing some intense spiritual hunger here, that he does not even have the desire to live anymore. And we hear that he lays down and then falls asleep under this tree. And then when he wakes up, he finds an angel who feeds him. But then what's interesting is that Elijah goes back to sleep. And so we hear how Elijah has this physical hunger fed, and yet he seems trapped in this vicious cycle. This spiritual hunger is not being fed, and so he goes back to sleep. And so he wakes up, then he eats, and goes back to sleep. And in this, we see the result of what happens when we have a spiritual hunger, which is, it's a lack of purpose in life. Here is Elijah, who has an angel literally bringing him food, and all he can do is eat and sleep. I think many of us have experienced this in our own life, that we may have our physical needs met, our physical hunger fed. We have food, our finances may be in good order, our jobs are secure. And yet, despite this, like Elijah, we find ourselves depressed because we are missing this purpose in life. Our life seems to be like Elijah, where we wake up, we take care of our physical needs, and then we go to sleep. And we ourselves can feel stuck in this cycle, stuck under this broom tree. And then we reach a point where we can't help but wonder, there must be more to life than this. There must be a purpose for me. Is there more to life than what we could say is the American dream of having a good job, a house, car, good clothes? Because as good as those things are, we realize that having only those things seems to keep us under this broom tree and in this cycle. We wake up, we go to our work, make sure our physical needs are met, and then we go to sleep. But we realize that this does not feed our other hunger, our hunger for purpose in life, our spiritual hunger, a hunger that makes us, as we will see with Elijah, looking for something that will motivate us to get up and go somewhere. Now we do see Elijah finally gets his purpose, and it's from this same angel who feeds him. And this angel comes to him and says, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." And so we see this angel breaks him out of this cycle of eating and sleeping and says, "You have eaten enough, now it's time to get up and go on your journey." And so we hear that Elijah gets up, eats and drinks, and then it says, strengthened by that food, walked for 40 days and nights. And so we see this beautiful integration of these two hungers, that Elijah had his spiritual hunger fed by now having this journey to go on, but he also had his physical hunger fed, which gave him the strength then to go on this journey for 40 days and 40 nights. And I actually like that we don't hear in this passage what the journey is that he actually goes on, because I think it allows us then to reflect upon what is our own journey that the Lord is calling us on. And it highlights the lesson that all of us are hungry for a singular purpose, for a singular reason, purpose. And how we fulfill that purpose, how the Lord fulfills that in our life, will be different for each one of us. Now, what's my point in going through all of this? Because the experience of those Germans in America who are spiritually hungry, and those Germans in Germany who are physically hungry, and the experience of Elijah in our first reading make clear that God knows and loves us so much that he takes care of both our physical hunger and our spiritual hunger. As we hear in our gospel, Jesus answered and said to them, "I am the bread of life." Now, for 3 weeks, we've been going through the Gospel of John and the Bread of Life discourse. And today, we encounter the beautiful gift that we have here at Mass found in the Eucharist, where we come to Mass to receive this bread of life, which feeds both our spiritual hunger and also our physical hunger. And it shows that God knows what he is doing and cares for us. That he knows what we need. For it's no coincidence that Jesus, at the Last Supper, changed bread into his very own body and blood. It's no coincidence that at every Mass, Jesus, through the priest, continues to change bread and wine into his body and blood. Because God knows that we need to have both our physical and spiritual hunger fed and satisfied. And so it is the Eucharist which gives us purpose, the purpose of becoming like Christ, loving God and others in the world, but also nourishing us with the bread so that we have the strength to do that and to continue this journey of faith and life. And so we must be attentive, because if the Eucharist to us is only a symbol, only represents Jesus but isn't actually him, then all we have is physical food. And as those people in Germany experienced, we will be hungry for purpose. And yet if the Eucharist is only spiritual to us and lacks that physical food for us, then like the immigrant Germans in America, we will not have the strength to continue our journey of faith. And so today, which hunger do you need fed from this bread of life? Perhaps you are like Elijah and have your worldly physical needs met, but you're finding yourself depressed and without purpose in your life. As you receive the bread of life today, allow Christ to feed this hunger. Perhaps you may have a clear sense of purpose in your life, but you're having a hard time having the strength to carry it out. You're tired from the journey, and you want to find yourself just giving up and going back to sleep. As you receive the bread of life today, allow Christ to feed this hunger as well. For it truly is in the Eucharist, in which both our physical and spiritual hunger is fed and satisfied. In Germany, they say, we have priests, we want bread. In America, they say, we have bread, we want priests. In Mass, we say, we have bread and priests. We want the bread of life.